This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to pull us out. You here today are that hope and change.
America!
3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
Well, doggone it, if we're not in the same room at the same time at the same place for the first time in about 6 months.
Is it?
I don't know. It seems like it. He's Stephen Baldwin. I'm Kevin McCullough. Welcome to New York. How are you? I'm not in Israel, and you're not in Timbuktu, wherever you were the last time.
I don't remember.
You were like in Zheshev. See, that's what I said.
But it's the spelling that's incredible. It's like an R-Z-S.
Yeah. Russians failed phonics, that's all I know. So I got back on, Tuesday of this last week, 18 hours straight on a plane.
What's kind of crazy is, we're so busy, I didn't even know you were in Israel. Like, I did the hostel takeover.
Right.
And I get here, and I'm like, did Kevin, like, did the kids, like, fling their poop all over the house?
No.
He just decide he needed a night off?
And wasn't going to show up again.
And then Ivan goes, no, he's in Israel. I'm like, oh.
See, and then you can't be funny about it because there's the whole Jesus thing.
Well, I could be. I'd get in trouble, but.
No, you wouldn't because Kenya doesn't listen to the show.
Right.
Yeah, she wouldn't give you a hard time. Anyway, so we're here. When do you next take off? Where's your next trip to?
I don't know.
I don't either. So I think we're stuck with each other through the end of the year, maybe. Something like that. Anyway. Well, it's good to be back. This isn't the second time I've been to Israel. And aside from the massive jet lag going west, and when you fly west, the day just gets longer and longer because the sun does. It's like Joshua in that one story where he asked the Lord to let the sun stay in the air for the whole time while he kills everybody in the valley.
Mm-hmm.
And God does it. That's what it's like to fly west. It's just the day just keeps on going and going. And what is supposed to be a 24-hour period turns into like a 43-hour period of which your body goes, I give up.
Yeah.
I just give up.
I can't do the math, but I will say flying to Vladivostok. Was.
Is that near Jersey?
That was 8 or 10 hours to Moscow.
Right. But you're going east that way.
Right,
and then back is when it kicks you.
And then 8 hours from Moscow to Vladivostok.
Yeah, there you go.
So that's gnarly.
Yeah. Jeez. So that's like a 50-hour day when you come back.
You know, you'd think with all this technology, don't they have like a Star Trek?
I was about to say, we haven't figured out how to vaporize ourselves.
Yeah, can't we just beam ourselves?
Get on that. Get on that. You're the celebrity. You got the connection.
You know, they got this hologram technology now.
Does that work?
So just like
help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Just like
you're my only hope.
Just like you.
Wasn't that a hologram at the beginning of Star Wars?
Why do you have to be Princess Leia? There's so many
other. She was the only one that did a hologram.
Cool. You could have been Chewbacca. You could
didn't do a hologram. You know who did the hologram?
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I understand.
That was the hologram.
Okay. All right.
But then in the first three Star Wars movies, the chintzy ones that came out like 15 years later, they had those guys that people thought were racially, the accent was racially inappropriate from the, what was that, the Federation or something, but they were like, oh, how you do? I do not know what I do. Okay, so that's the way it is. And they did
somebody got offended.
And I don't know what people group did. But they did the holograms of those guys, too. So I could have done that. I could have done the, very good.
Just like you have Skype,
mm-hmm.
Why can't we do like a Skype version of a hologram?
Like a 3D
Skype.
Can
just stay here.
Right.
And then in Vladivostok, they have a little machine. And
you're just sitting
wherever
there
I am doing,
at the table.
Like I can get up and move around and scratch my.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the hologram just is filming me, hologramming me.
Right.
In Vladivostok.
They actually did that in the prequels, too.
I wonder if they can
They have
do
all
that.
The Jedi sitting around, but half of them aren't there.
All right, like, enough with the Jedis.
The Star Wars.
You
know, Episode 7's coming out.
This is Baldwin McCullough Live. The phone number here is 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. Now, I do have a topic.
Okay.
Somebody's got to find it.
Oh, okay.
This brother and sister... held those little air guns.
Right.
And said, looking forward to the homecoming. There was some event at their school. And they were suspended.
Because they had.
They had these little air gun rifles.
Oh.
And, like, apparently the town freaked out.
Yeah, that's kind of stupid.
I disagree.
Given the day in which we live.
I totally disagree.
Okay. Did they look real?
Yes.
Oh, that's really stupid. What are they saying? Looking forward to the homecoming?
Yeah.
Walking around with their guns?
No, just standing there, holding them in their hands.
On the campus?
No, at home.
Oh, but they put it on Facebook or something?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, come on. In this day and age, I mean, we just had a school shooting last week. When I was in Israel, I heard that there was a school shooting.
Right.
Yeah. So people are freaked out about that. That's a sensitive thing. Is it wise? Looking forward to homecoming.
So if I'm at home,
right,
and I come across that on my Facebook page, on whatever the page is that shows what other people are doing,
right,
the news feed, right.
That's right.
If I saw that,
not your wall. People get those confused. They think the wall is the same as the news feed. They're distinctively different pages. People, go ahead.
You're such a dork. It's unbelievable. You are seriously. Like
jet lag, sleep deprived.
An internet web geek.
I am. That's true. That's true.
But you felt necessary.
Yes.
To.
Well, Doris is sitting there in the middle of Denton, Texas, going, "Why is she saying what? What? How do you do
What's
that?
What's on my wall?
What do I pin to the wall?
There's a fly on my wall.
There's that commercial where the lady's trying to pin stuff to her actual wall. And there's another one where they're playing. Candy Crush, and the grandma's hitting it with the hammer.
I told you my email got hacked.
You did, but you were
telling me. Now, what does that mean?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
It's never happened to me. But you were saying that the news feed.
Right. So if I saw that.
Right.
If I saw, he's like 12, and the sister's like 10. They're kids.
Mm.
They're little kids.
If they were high schoolers, it might be more concerning.
Whatever it was.
But if they're 10 and 12, you got to figure the parents were in on it.
They parents kept their kids home, and they shut it down, and, like, you know, the FBI was called. And,
oh, that's a little overboard.
But my point simply is they didn't say anything threatening at all. And this paranoia... an assumption of X, Y, and Z.
Right.
So I think we're kind of losing our common sense.
No, yeah,
now
that's
it's
true.
Better to be smart and cautious.
Right.
But it would have taken somebody 30 minutes to an hour to like call up and just, hey, what was that and why? And oh no, they're just air guns and they just, you know, they just
were they dressed in like ISIS uniforms?
No.
So
the kid was wearing like a
suit.
No.
Okay. But they referenced homecoming?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, see, I don't know. That's a weird one. 888-340-3373. Curious as to your thoughts. Did it merit the all-out, full-scale response that the town obviously brought it?
But we got to find that. How do we find that?
I can look it up in the break. We'll work on it.
All right.
There's this other story that we want to talk about, too, and it's this catcall video. You've heard about this?
I just watched it. I saw it.
Everywhere this week. And people are all over this thing because if it's not a woman being offended by all the men that go, hey, baby, and all the rest of it in the thing, then it's some other group going, how come they only showed black people saying stuff?
Oh.
And so there's like this whole racial element to it. And there's like,
sure.
Then the guy who made the video is like, well, I'm sorry, we weren't trying to say that only black people do this. And then there's this other whole element of, is it even an insult? There's people that are saying, there's women out there going, this girl only did this to see if she could get somebody to say she looked good.
Mm-hmm.
And if she had been standing next to a hotter woman, she would have been mad that she didn't get the catcalls.
And it's interesting also because if you watch the video,
right,
she doesn't really engage anyone.
She says thank you like in two places.
Right.
Like it's just a passing. But some of them were, you know, A-okay. 888-340-3373. Are you waving at me, Ivan? Okay. We got 20 seconds till break. Just long enough to remind you that you're listening to Baldwin McCullough Live.
Hey.
As you are every Saturday night on beautiful radio and television stations coast to coast. Stay with us. We're live from New York.
Hi, I'm eHarmony.com founder Dr. Neil Clark Warren. From the very beginning, eHarmony has helped Christians find their perfect soulmate. And I'm so proud to share with you that 565,000 marriages have started on eHarmony.com. Most of those marriages are between two dedicated Christian persons. After years away, I'm back as CEO of eHarmony.com. And I am deeply committed to the importance of maintaining a strong allegiance to everything Christian marriage stands for. Who you marry will have more impact on your happiness than almost any other decision you make. We promise to do everything in our power to help you succeed. Make sure you trust this sacred task to a company that accounts for 438 married members every day. Go to eHarmony.com. And get started today for free.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live with me, Stephen Baldwin, and he,
hey,
Kevin McCullough.
That's crazy.
Together, we're Baldwin McCullough Live. The greatest entertainment experience you can have in 2 hours in the entire intergalactic, galaxy, universal, black hole, anywhere.
I always try to tell Stephen, don't try to oversell.
So the next time you make that right turn and you're heading in the wrong direction and you find yourself in a black hole, just push the button in your car that turns on the Baldwin McCullough Live radio program.
Holler for Stevie B.
Stevie! This will be there for you. Our number is 888-340-3373.
888-340-3373. And we want to say thank you to all the stations that carry us coast to coast and the great television network Biz TV that has us on in, I don't know, 40-something markets.
Absolutely.
And millions of households. But the phone line is open, and it is your access code to be part of the conversation, which we want you to be. We don't sit here wanting. I don't want to hear Stephen talk for one more second than I have to, and vice versa. He's told me many times. But we would like to know your opinion, and we didn't. I promptly didn't look up your story.
Yeah,
you noticed that. You forgot to remind me when we went to break.
Can't Nikki look it up?
He could look it up.
I mean, what's he doing back there?
Well, he's running our television feed.
So
slight priority. Well, let's talk about the catcall video.
Okay.
Did your girls see it?
Probably.
The women in your house, but you didn't ask them what they thought of it.
No, I can text Haley now, but, and let me tell you something, Haley gets a lot of catcalls.
I'm sure she does.
I gotta, like, seriously.
She's an aspiring supermodel.
And
she's gonna have all kinds of
stuff. Walked down the street with her, and guys, you know, the eyes kinda,
yeah.
And I look at these guys like, I will rip your throat out.
Good protective dad, as he should be. And that will be me in about 18 years.
Yeah.
When little baby girl McCullough gets here at the end of February. Well, let's give people at home an idea of what we're talking about. This is the, are we ready, Nick? Do we have the video ready? The what you're about to see and slash hear, and for those of you on radio that you can't see all of the elements, I'm sorry about that. You will hear all of the catcalls that are included in this, but let me give you the context. For 10 hours one day, a man and his girlfriend secretly recorded her walking through the sidewalks of Manhattan.
Right.
They went to Harlem. They went to the East Side. They went to the West Side. They went to Hell's Kitchen. They went down to
Soho.
Soho. They went all over the place and recorded, and she just got bombarded with catcalls, hey, baby, this, that, all the way through. What they edited down is about 2 minutes worth of the what they believe to be the worst material there, and let's take a listen and a look at it, depending on how you're getting the show tonight. And then I've got a series of questions I want to ask you, because we've asked some of the women that are in the association of the show. My bride watched it, Ivan's wife watched it, but we want to get some perspective on this, because the reaction publicly to this, Stephen, has ranged from absolute horror at the male chauvinism that is expressed in these comments, all the way to abject racism being accused of the producers, because there's a certain element of ethnic percentage that took place, that took part in the comments,
mm-hmm.
to even some people saying, hey, we don't live in a day where women get that many compliments walking down the street anymore. If you get one, you should just be thankful for it.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know where I fall on all of that spectrum, but I want to know where you do. So let's take a look at it, and then we'll talk about it. 888-340-3373 is our number. 888-340-3373. Roll it.
How are you doing today? Hey, what's up, girl? How you doing? Somebody's acknowledging you.
Hey, baby.
Hey, beautiful.
How are you this morning?
Have a nice evening.
God bless. Sexy American Eagle.
Hello, good morning. God bless you. Have a good day, right?
In this particular section, this man follows her for 5 minutes total. 5 minutes he walks beside her.
Doing good?
Hey, look at that. $5,000.
All right, so it's 2 minutes, and they edited. They said altogether she was harassed in excess of 100 times over the course of the taping.
But, you know, if you really look at what we just saw,
right,
50% of it around, it's just, hey, hot, you know, it's a cat call's a cat call.
Right.
But would you say that somebody just going, hey, you know, you look great, you know, blah, 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 God bless you, is that
in offensive? And of itself offensive? 888-340-3373.
That's a great question. That's a really good question.
Because here's the thing. Because
if I was walking with my daughter,
right,
and somebody just went, hey, you know, hey, have
hey,
a good day. No,
hey.
No, not even that.
No, okay, hey, have a good day.
Yeah. You know, it's obviously there's a little bit of a subliminal there. You know, they're just trying to get some attention.
Well, they're
blah,
hoping
blah,
you'll
blah,
turn
blah,
around
blah.
And say thank you.
Yeah, or you'll engage them.
What's your name, handsome? Let's
right,
go out to dinner.
Whatever. But you're right.
Like, that's going to happen.
It's a really fascinating question. Especially, I'd be very curious to hear what women think, which
yeah.
is, would you rather be left alone, or is it okay when somebody
does a catcall?
Yeah.
And what are the rules about whether a catcall is offensive or
and
not?
And maybe if it's not offensive, it's not really a catcall. It's more like a kitty call, because it's more innocent.
Yeah, says the charmer.
Yeah!
888-340-3373. Have you ever made catcalls in your life?
Of course not.
In your BC days, your before?
Only in the movies.
Okay. 888-340-3373. That and $1,000 will get you half of Nevada. 888-340-3373. So when this played, first of all, I had friends on Facebook that were forwarding this before I even saw it. And then I hear some people in talk radio talking about it. Then I see it goes to the networks. Fox covers it, CNN covers it, MSNBC they covered it, but they refused to play it. And the reason they refused to play it was they said, well, there's too many black men in the video compared to the rest of the ethnic personalities of those involved. Too many black men in it. We think it's racially biased. That's another part of this conversation. Is it a cultural thing ethnically to be more demonstrative towards someone of the opposite sex in that way, if you live in certain types of situations? 888-340-3373. Want to know your thoughts. When is a cat call not a cat call? He's Baldwin. I'm McCullough. Coming right back, live from New York.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away six 16-ounce Supernatural Silver Liquid valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Saturday night, Baldwin McCullough Live, 888-340-3373. Number again, 888-340-3373. Kevo said it best, when is a cat call not a cat call? I have two daughters, they're both modeling. And I've walked around New York City streets with my daughters. And I probably shouldn't have said what I said before, but I have looked at people like I would rip their throat out.
I think that's a very natural thing to say, actually. I'm not offended by that
well,
at all.
Well, you know.
You're a good dad.
Rip their throat out is a little excessive, perhaps.
Well, it depends on how they look at your daughter.
Really?
To be candid, yes. I think some people deserve to have their throats ripped out.
What's wrong with us is we're too old school.
Yeah, we don't, you know, you should respect women.
You have a daughter on the way.
I know. Is that going to mess me up?
Oh, dude, you're done.
I spent
done.
The entire day today sending the four-year-old to the corner and then to his bed.
Kevin's just going to be on Xanax for the rest of his
alternative universes every 5 minutes. James, I said no. Go stand in the corner. Okay, you can't stand in the corner. Go to bed. I don't want to go to bed. You're going to bed. Go to bed. Back and forth all day long today. It was the whole thing. I don't think I'm going to do that with my daughter. No. People tell me I won't. They say, I just wrapped you around the little finger. We'll see what happens.
That is very funny.
So anyway, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. The video went viral. It's been all over the media. MSNBC wouldn't play it because they said it was too ethnically biased. They said there were too many black men and Latino men in the video. What if that was actually how it all happened, Stephen? That's one of my questions. What if they got more black and Latino men saying stuff? Because maybe they're just more passionate or demonstrative or whatever, for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's, but MSNBC, oh no, you didn't have exactly 12 men of every race, color, and creed, so therefore we're not going to. Okay, so whatever. 888-589-8840. Let's go to line two. Darlene's calling from Tampa. Darlene, welcome. You're on with Baldwin and McCullough. Hi.
Hi, guys. Hey, listen, I didn't think it was that bad. You know, when I was younger, it was just very typical to walk down the street and have guys do that, white guys, you know. And not only that, but they would, if they were riding in a car, they would wolf whistle to you.
Mm.
And you know, I used to think, and the other thing was, you know, I used to think men were so nice because, you know, they'd always open doors for you, and if your car was broken down, they'd always come and help you. But then, you know, as you get older, it just diminishes until, by the time you're 40, if there's a guy opening the door for you, it's because there's a hot chick behind you coming to the door.
Right.
And, you know, it's like today, I'm 61, right? And I keep in shape and stuff like that. But, you know, I miss it. I mean, I don't want guys, you know, going to extremes. But, you know, you do like a little attention from men. And I just spent the day at the beauty salon because, you know, like my friend Preston says, older girls have to try harder. And I do it. So, you know.
But Darlene,
so
let me ask you a question. Because I find you to be of a good spirit. So let me ask you this question. For you personally, whenever this was like you were at the peak of whatever, that this would happen to you, how would you distinguish between something that was complimentary and something that creeped you out? Like, where was the dividing line for you?
Well, the guy, when he walked with the girl, that was creepy. You know, as long as they kept their distance, you know, it was cool. But, you know, you invade my private space, it gets a little freaky.
Mm. Where are you from?
Tampa.
Oh, right on. Okay.
Yeah, they have good-looking women in Tampa. They have people that catcall in Tampa.
I'll bet you she still gets cackled.
Darlene, thanks for the call. 888-340-3373. Let's go to, real quickly, Jeremiah calling from Indiana. Jeremiah, welcome. You're on with Baldwin and McCullough. Hi.
Hey, how are you doing, sir? I'll make this short and sweet. I'm a 40-year-old man. I just wanted to say, first of all, I don't think it has to do with black, Latino, or anything, man. We're all alike. You see a good-looking woman, you might make a comment. I think where you draw the line is if you say derogatory or nasty or vulgar, absolutely uncalled for. A whistle, hey, honey, how are you, things like that, I think a woman should take it as a compliment.
All right. Well, that's fair enough. Thanks for the call. What I want to know from women is how do you respond to what Jeremiah just said?
Right.
Because that's, in essence, what the crux of the matter is. And the reason that this person did this Because it was really actually produced by the girl's boyfriend. He was the one that did it. He started this organization called Hollaback that is out to stop street harassment. We'll talk more about it coming up.
From 20th Century Fox comes the greatest story ever told.
What is his name?
Jesus.
As you've never seen it before.
We don't know where you're going. How can we know the way?
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
On February 28th, experience the motion picture event of the year.
Arrest this false prophet tonight.
What if he is who they say he is?
Are you the Son of God?
I am.
Son of God. February 28th. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Witness the story in large format theaters.
Christian Solidarity International is announcing a genocide alert. That's right, a genocide alert. From church burnings in Egypt to pastors being sentenced to death in Iran, across the Islamic Middle East, Christians and other religious minorities like Jews are under constant attack. Signing your name to a petition today could actually help save lives. Learn how at defendthem.net. Go to defendthem.net. That's defendthem.net.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
There's something in you that's calling out and reaching out and striving, and you know that when you're performing and when you're singing or when you're dancing, there's nothing like it because you feel like you're finally doing what you were born to do.
So who are the stars of tomorrow? Who do they look up to? And how will they change the culture? AMTC is Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ, a talent development ministry with a mission to find, prepare, and launch God's talent. Go to AMTCAudition.com to find the nearest dates and cities where free auditions will be occurring near you.
Some of us are called to be in front of cameras and on sets. That's still our mission field.
Answer the call. Go to AMTCAudition.com. That's AMTCAudition.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
All right, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. Those of you watching on Biz Television, coast to coast, that was a beautiful shot of a live Times Square. It's a gorgeous fall, very cool fall evening in New York.
It's chilly.
But it is what fall is supposed to be.
It's chilly.
It's that time of year.
You need a coat.
Some of the guys were like, can we start playing Christmas music tonight? Like, you're a little ahead of schedule.
Yeah.
Week of Thanksgiving.
Chestnuts roasting.
Steven's in a good mood. He starts doing the Christmas carol, you know, and like the Dean Martin tone. There you go. Anyway, 888-340-3373.
Yuletide carols. Sorry. I'll stop.
He's getting catcalled for different reasons.
I'm catcalling myself.
But when a woman gets catcalled, when she gets whistled at or talked to from a complete stranger on the street, when do you know if it's good or bad? Is it always bad? Is it good? Are women just complaining because they have nothing else to do? What's the story about this? This story has been so weird because there's like these five or six different angles. And here's my question. Even if guys aren't catcalling you, and one of the questions I had was, does the woman do anything to invite or reject it? Because I will tell you, my lovely bride has said, and my lovely bride is a very attractive woman, she has said that she has never once, on the streets of New York since we've been here, 12 years, had to deal with anything like what was in that video. But she also has this matter-of-fact business kind of, like when she's walking somewhere, you don't mess with her. Like, you just, there's this bubble around her that's like, I'm not to be messed with.
And kind of the same thing goes for my wife, too.
Yeah.
I think there's...
And you have to learn that. That's not something that's naturally...
But I think it has to do with your appearance. My wife never wears very tight clothes that are revealing in that way, but she has a different sense of style.
Sure.
But it is interesting, because if you see the video, this gal does not put out any kind of energy, in my opinion, that is inviting any of it.
Right.
She's just walking.
Yeah, and pretty crisp clip. I mean, she's not like just lollygagging. She's going.
She seems like she's minding her own business, just trying to get somewhere.
Yeah. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Let's go back to the phones, because Gino is calling us from New York, listening to our flagship, AM 970.
Now, Gino, before you start, Gino.
Yes, I'm here.
I need an honest answer.
Yeah, get to it, quickly.
I have no idea what he's going to ask
cutting
you.
Cutting into my time.
So, I apologize, Gino. That I'm cutting into your time. That I'm cutting into your time on my radio program. I apologize.
Right. He's in.
But Gino,
it'll be mine soon. But don't worry about that.
What I need to know, Gino, honestly, have you ever catcalled a young lady, Gino?
Yeah, 30 years ago when I was a superstar in rent a car in my red Speedos at Orchard Beach. It happens all the time. But the whole point is, the two of you are missing, is that the timing of this video stinks. Because it's another bullcrap attempt to conduct a fake war on women by the Democrat Bolsheviks. This is the point you're not making here. Uh-huh. So I just made it for you.
Okay.
Why did this video come out now, only a few days before the election? And why is it that some of those cable outlets like MSLSD didn't run it? Because they got too many blacks and too many Latinos and a couple of white trash imbeciles that were doing the catcalls. They did it for a reason, to get the women's vote out, to get single women in particular out. Look, these women, if they're dressing in spandex, or if they're at Orchard Beach and they're 50 pounds overweight, and they're wearing a skimpy bikini with a thong bottom, they're out of place and they're out of their minds. But if you go to any place here in the Bronx, guaranteed the first thing you're going to hear is when any sexy or beautiful or attractive woman goes, it's oye mami beni aquí, I'm in love, blah, 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 blah. And I did this when I was a kid.
I didn't know Gino spoke Spanish.
These lecherous imbeciles that are in their 50s and 60s are still
doing Gino.
It. So it depends where you are, and it also depends on who the person is.
Gino.
This woman set this video up because she wanted to make a point, and she wanted to get folks out. And that's the thing.
Hey, Gino.
All right.
With
hey, Gino.
Ferguson and all the other stuff.
It's a voting conspiracy.
Gino, I just want you to know, Gino, I've never even seen you. I don't know what you look
that's
like.
That's right.
But I don't know how
well,
long...
I'll be in the studio next week.
I don't know how long it's going to take
birthday
for me...
next week.
I don't know how long it's going to...
You could give me a cupcake with a birthday candle.
I don't know how long it's going to... I don't know how long it's going to take for me to recover from the thought of you in a red Speedo. But that's just me, Gino.
Hey!
Well,
okay.
You should see me in my prime time years, bro.
Yeah?
Come to Orchard Beach, you'll see. Next summer.
And take a pass on all of the above. Gino, thanks for calling, as always. Appreciate
Gino,
it. Wouldn't be
Gino.
A good Saturday night if Gino didn't weigh in.
Gino!
Did you hear how he ripped off that whole thing in Spanish?
Gino.
Benny, I keep.
I'm going to cat call him at Orchard Beach.
What did he say, Ivan? Did you catch what he said?
I'm going to go to Orchard Beach just to cat call Gino.
Hold on. What did he say?
Ben, I
keep. And what was he saying?
That means come here.
Oh, so he's barking at him. Hey, come here.
All right.
Come here.
All right. Pretty good.
It's like the Bill Cosby sketch where Adam and Eve, and Eve's like, hey, come here, get away. Adam was just confused. That's why he ate the apple anyway. Different complete story.
Yeah.
More of your phone calls, 888-340-3373. Let's go to line two. Frank is in Iowa listening to KTIA. Frank, welcome. You're on with Baldwin and McCullough. Hi.
Hey, thanks. A couple of things. One, testosterone really works. And two, there's an old saying in my circles that you can't harass the willing.
What do you mean testosterone works? You've already lost me, your first point. What does that mean?
Well, that chemical makes men do some stupid stuff.
Right.
And if you find people who have went through quote unquote sex change operations, both male and female, females who've had boosted testosterone, and men who have switched to women who have reduced testosterone, they will both tell you that it increases or decreases the sex drive.
Fine.
So I'm just saying,
what does that have to do with a woman walking down the street with pretty much normal men on the sidewalk?
Well, my larger point is here that you can't harass the willing. So what was the purpose, what was the angle of doing the video in the first place? Because obviously some women and men both like that kind of attention, others don't. So there was some angle to do the video, like Gino was saying.
Right. No, the person that produced it says, stated what it was, and it was they wanted to expose the problem of this kind of street harassment, is what they call it, and highlight the problem that it is. You don't think it's a problem?
But there's been legitimate studies done.
Hey, hang on just one second, brother. Hang on through the break. We're coming right back after this.
Four radio talk show hosts in a village called Kadwa. Here's Danny's story.
Hi, I'm Danny Johnson, and I'm here with Vida in her tiny little home. This home is the size of many people's closets in the United States of America. We're sitting on a bed, just a piece of sheets or plastic that these beautiful babies sleep on. When we came in, she said she wasn't smiling because she hadn't eaten yet. A mother gives her children whatever food that she has, and she's usually the last to eat. They have nothing. This family has nothing. No water, no food, nothing. Won't you do something? The Bible says that if you ignore the cry of the poor, then you too will cry and be ignored. But if you uphold the cause of these people, they're not asking for nice clothes. They're not asking for video games, new socks and underwear. It'd be great if they actually have a pair. We want to build her a home. We want to bring water, clean fresh water here. But we can't do it alone. We need you.
Dial 855-916-4673 or go to domuchgood.com. That's 855-916-4673.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hey everyone, my Ghost 80% AR-15 project was a total success. Thank you, Guns80.com. Thank you. I bought my Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. It's everything I expected and more. Just got a note from my buddy Mark, and now they're having a huge Black Friday and a big Cyber Monday sale. Guess Christmas is coming early this year. I'm definitely ordering one for my brother on Black Friday because the price drops to $400. Yes, I did just say that. $400. Unbelievable. At Guns80.com, the big sale is on. Begins Friday, November 22nd, and ends December 1st. So hurry now. Sale prices for Ghost ARs again, $400. Black Friday will be a good day. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. Sale is on right now at Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com, guns and the number 880.com. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to everyone from our good friends at Guns80.com. The big sale is on. I'll see you there.
It's Baldwin McCullough live from New York every Saturday night, beginning at 9 o'clock Eastern, and we're glad that you're with us on hundreds of radio stations and millions of television households. Thanks to the good people at Biz TV. Thank you for that support. Also want to remind you that in celebration of their 10 years of doing business and having sold some 4.5 million MyPillows, revolutionizing people's sleep, the good folks at MyPillow, Mike Lindell and his entire team, are taking 50% off everything in their store to say thank you for them being named the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation. Now, Stephen and I have told you our stories. Our sleep lives have been completely, radically transformed. In fact, Stephen, on my 18-hour plane ride to and from Israel, I took my little travel MyPillow that came with the bed topper.
I gotta get
and I shoved that sucker right under my skull. I can never sleep in coach. It's been the worst thing, being 6'2" and trying to sleep in a coach seat. I slept a portion of the flight both ways, and I think it had to do with the fact that my neck was properly supported, and we were able to do that. And then when I was in the hotel in Israel, I kept that sucker right on top of the other pillows and got my MyPillow sleep even in Israel. So it was quite a cool thing. And they have those go anywhere travel size MyPillows online as well. You can go to MyPillow.com, and use promo codes either KMC or STVB. Depending on who you would like to give the credit to, and I don't have any issue one way or the other, KMC or STVB, MyPillow.com, or call this number, 800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641. 50% off at checkout, either online or by phone, when you use the promo codes KMC or STVB, MyPillow.com. 10 years of great sleep for 4.5 million people. Doesn't get any better than that. All right, right back to the discussion. Frank, we had you go on hold, and you were getting to your larger point. Go ahead and make that.
Well, okay, there have been some legitimate studies, particularly to show the patent unfairness of the dating habits of overweight women versus a more attractive, slender women. I mean, it ties into this idea that basically good-looking people or people who are more attractive get more attention. So I guess ultimately is, what's the angle of it? What's the guy trying to prove? What's the point? Because we all know, whether you're attractive and you go to apply for a job, you're more likely to get the job. This has been proven. There's been studies that have shown this over and over and over. So I guess this shouldn't come to any surprise to anybody that an attractive girl is going to get attention.
Mm. But I guess their point is that she feels unsafe at times. And in one part of the video, and I don't know if you were able to see it, but in one part of the video, there's a guy that trails her for 5 minutes. That's a little creepy.
One of you guys, I think it might have been Steven, might have been you, I'm not sure, but I think it was Steven talking about his wife dresses down.
Right.
Now, if I have a lady friend, I was walking in a store one time, and a gal come walking out, and she had some pretty big, a pretty large chest, and she had some words wrote across it on a shirt. I looked at the shirt, because that's your natural tendency when somebody, male or female, has got something written across their chest, you generally look.
Well, that's true. Draw attention to what you want to have people notice.
Thank you, brother.
Coming right back.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your
youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.